Rochelle High School senior John Combs was pretty young when his great-grandfather James Combs died.
I always looked up to my great-grandfather, just kind of the man that he was and his service to our country.
But the Combs family history could have been very different. James Combs was barely older than John when he was reported as killed in action during the World War II Battle of Leyte Gulf. He had been hit by shrapnel during a kamikaze attack on his ship. He survived, but a mix-up in the infirmary ended up with his parents being told he'd been buried at sea.
He came walking across the yard, you know, a month and a half later from when he was reported dead, and my great-great-grandmother was shocked because she was told that her son was killed in action. And it's kind of the family joke that she slapped him in the face to make sure that he wasn't a ghost and it was real.
James Combs had another six decades ahead of him, becoming an electrician and raising his own family in Rochelle. He died in 2006, 62 years to the day after he was reported as killed in action. I'm Susan Stevens, WNIJ News.